And it's 8:20, 39 degrees at WTMJ. We're only going to get up to about 44 today. We've got Mark Katz here. He is the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Thanks for coming in live, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it was cold out there.
Yeah, you think?
They were right. I walked over here. It was cold, but it was wonderful. It was breezy, nice.
Could you see your breath?
Kind of, but you know, I wanted to be here with you.
Oh, thank you.
That was the key to spend time in person because it's just so much more fun.
Well, you know what? This is a big week for you.
It is a big.
It's the 40th anniversary of the Milwaukee Business Journal.
It is.
It is your 20th anniversary with the journal.
Well, thank you very much. Somehow, I made it for half the paper's existence, which is kind of cool. But it's been a fun week. It's been a lot of memories. A lot of stories we've done, but just fun. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, there's so much going on in Milwaukee. And, you know, really over the past couple weeks, I've been looking at some of our issues from 1983 and from 1993 and just every year. And it's kind of fun to look back at the things that have changed and where we're going in Milwaukee. There's a lot of great things happening right now in Milwaukee.
Oh, there's no question about it. And I think the Milwaukee Business Journal is better than ever.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
And boy, do you break stories.
Yeah, it's been
You do a good job.
I have a great staff who work really hard, who break a lot of stories, which is really cool. And, you know, we were talking about one here with Kohl's. I mean, the Kohl's story to me is very fascinating because we broke that story over a year ago.
And there's people in there right now. They're merchandising this morning.
I hear from a source who just walked over there that they look like they're getting ready to open. You know, the grand opening is on Friday.
Uh-huh.
But I hear from a source, could be open maybe today or tomorrow in terms of a soft opening. And all the merchandise store. What was neat for me.
I saw Christmas there.
But all the windows have things in them now. They're kind of window displays. You no longer have those. Have things over the window. It's bright, and there's light coming out onto the street, and it looks active. And to me, that's great for Wisconsin Avenue. Think of that. I mean, here I am. I'm at the convention center. I'm from out of town, and I walk out, and I see activity. That's good for the city.
Well, not only that, is when I get off work, I can just...
You're going to go Christmas shopping.
It's 10 steps over.
You're going to go Christmas shopping this morning, aren't you?
I'm going to text you my list here.
I'm looking for new sneakers, I think. A new racket to play sports.
Oh, yeah, another pickleball racket. That's all you need. Hey, speaking of sports, you were at the Milwaukee Bucks opener the other night. How exciting was that?
Yeah, great atmosphere, lots of fun. It's kind of interesting to watch them this year just because there's so much anticipation, right? We all think this could be the year again. You know, 21 was a great year. We obviously won the championship the other year the Bucks did. And all the energy, all the excitement we saw there, it was there the other night. It was great crowd, great energy. And to me, what's interesting about them now kind of is watching them – how are they going to maintain this all year? Kind of what the crowd's going to be like. It was a full house, obviously, on opening night. A lot of anticipation. They're sold out for their season seats. They're selling more. There was a lot of jerseys being sold that night, a lot of merchandise being sold that night. So right now is a lot of anticipation. But are they able to hold it all year? Are they able to add more sponsorships? I mean, adding Lillard was a huge deal. And you saw what he could do. Man, what a player. He could do great things the other night. But, you know, for them, there's a lot of anticipation. What's going to happen in June? Think about this, Libby. We were having this discussion earlier this week. If somehow the Bucks end up in the NBA Finals in June, and somehow they win, which would be awesome, you have a huge celebration and a parade. RNC,
right after that,
Harley Fest.
Oh.
We're going to need, like, August off. We should just request now. We're going to shut the city down in August because we could have a...
Well, you forgot Summerfest.
I forgot Summerfest. Yeah. You're exactly right. You could think of the 8 weeks we could have.
Yeah. And State Fair and everything else and all the other festivals. We're going to need at least a month off.
I'm putting in right now for a month off because it's going to be crazy.
Well, you're going to need a month off so you can go to everything because Mr. Man About Town, Mark Katz, is always there. Hey, speaking of sports, though, what's the story about a possible Amtrak stop at AmFam?
It's a good story. From our staff and from that, and really kind of looking at Amtrak looks at expansion. They're looking at both Madison and Green Bay to have routes. Well, there's already a track that runs right near the stadium. So an idea has been thrown out. Is there a chance to have a stop there? You know, we've been talking a lot about the streetcar and about mass transit and, you know, opportunities to move individuals throughout the city. Well, here's another one. What would happen if you came up from Chicago and you just stayed on the train as it went out and it actually dropped you off at the stadium? Or if you were downtown and you needed to end up at the stadium. How can you do that? So this is in its early stages. It's an idea, but I think as we redevelop the stadium, as things maybe happen in the lots, as kind of you and I have talked about, is there a chance to have an Amtrak stop out there to get, you know, I mean, all this talk about high-speed rail from here up to Minneapolis, from here to Madison. Well, you need stops along the way. And again, I've talked on and on about kind of mass transit, the opportunity to move individuals without cars.
Yeah, I think it would be a great bonus
right.
to the area. Certainly.
You know, I mean, obviously we're not going to have the hop out there soon. So let's try something else.
That's another idea.
Yeah, but the hop starts today. That's another thing. This is a huge day to say. The hop starts its new line of service this morning.
Oh, really?
It's going
Are
through
you
the couture.
Be on
it? I'm going to go out there later today to try it out because
I knew I couldn't.
You and John McCure are going to ask me about it, and John's going to give me a hard time about it. But in honor of you and John, I'm going to ride it sometime today.
All right. Well, you had a big week, as we said. You were out almost every night this week with different events,
yep.
and of course, the 40th anniversary for the Milwaukee Business Journal. But you also had a chance to sit down with Northwestern Mutual CEO. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Well, we talked a lot about the RNC. It was at our RNC event, and he's running a local effort to try and raise money for that. And he said he hasn't been told no yet, which is interesting. He hasn't heard all yeses, but he hasn't heard a no yet. He's raised already $15 million on the way to for overall numbers around 68 or so.
Whoa.
But a lot of interest. And what he also talked about, what I thought was interesting, is he talked about what's our image nationally, how this is a great opportunity. He said when he travels around the country, when he travels around the world, he said there's a lot of neutral image of us. We're kind of near Chicago. We're this other city. He said, but when he has other people in, he said, everyone loves it. When they see the lake, when they see the art museum, when they see the you know, kind of our neighborhoods. So what his point is what a grab joint. And that's why Adam L. is involved. He said it wasn't a hard choice for him to get involved. But others, you know, because this is politics, right? Should we get involved? Should we not get involved? He said it was an easy choice for them as a company to get involved as a sponsor because of what it means to the city, what it means to future employees, what it means to our brand.
Well, you know, we talked about the cold, soft opening.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Closing in Red Arrow Park. Kind of disappointing.
You never hear of Starbucks closing. Yeah. What happened?
Well, there have been a few over the years, and they've kind of contracted a little bit. They were on a 20-year lease. It was up, I think, maybe looking at some other locations. But that one's pretty, you know, right next to the skating rink there. Pretty well known. I go there at times for meetings and things. But I think it's not the greatest location in terms of access because it is off the street. A little bit. You can't have a drive-through, obviously, there. That'd be pretty hard. So I think they're looking at other options. But Starbucks nationally has been constricting a little bit. They grew and grew so fast. And as we get through this economic thing we're going through right now, where it's not a recession, I'm not saying that by any means, but it is slower. You're hearing a lot of retailers were talking about slowdown. They're not as much spending right now. I think you're going to see them kind of constrict a little bit. Maybe, I think there's a few individuals out there, I'm not sure who aren't spending the $3 on a cup of coffee or $5 on a cup of coffee every day. So I think it's going to constrict a little bit.
Well, I know you have to get to pickleball, but I've got a pickleball story I want to ask you
One of these
you
days
about.
You're going to come down there with me like after the show, aren't you?
I've played pickleball.
All right,
but there's a new place opening in Brookfield.
It is. This will be the first of many, I will say. This will be the first of several in the next couple of years. This is a former grocery store out in Brookfield. 16 courts are going to be built there. A national franchise, which is coming in here. This is happening all over the country. You're seeing these things open indoors. You know, outdoors, it's easy. Not easy to get courts, but it's a little easier. But the indoors, there aren't a lot of courts for the winter. So I think you're going to see this. This is the new trend kind of nationally as first started in Florida and Arizona, you know, with older people. I'll say older because I'm one of them who are playing this game. But now it's all ages. And I think you're going to see more. It's a new trend. I will predict we'll see 3 or 4 more of these over the next couple of years.
Okay. Just an aside, because I know you are going to your pickleball game, and I don't want you to be late. Are you aware Matthew Perry, who we've been talking about this morning, he had just played pickleball for 2 hours
before he passed away. That kind of last night. I didn't realize he was a huge pickleball player. What a shock.
Well, he had been a champion tennis player when he was young.
What a shock. Yeah. What a tragedy. I mean, I watched that show for years. Loved the show. Love him. Horrible, horrible, horrible news.
Yeah, we're going to have more about it. Yeah. Matt Miller's going to have more of an update with us in about 20 minutes. But you be careful playing pickleball.
You know, I'll be good. I'm okay. I'll be good. We'll have fun this morning. Vince is not playing this morning because he's playing outside playing some other sport, you know, with kind of a long stick and a ball. But I don't know why he's playing outside.
Lacrosse?
Golf. Yeah. Golf. Vince is playing golf.
When you said a stick and a ball.
Yeah, a long club and a ball. I don't know why. It's wintertime, Vince. Time to play pickleball. But, you know, he has this thing for golf. I have no idea why.
Well, you better be careful that it doesn't snow on his head.
I think it should snow on his head today. That'd be good for him.
All right. Mark Cass, always great to hear from you. And again, congratulations on your anniversaries this week.
Always good to be here, Libby.
And we'll keep following Mark Cass. He is always here with us. He is the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Coming up to 8:30, and we've got news coming up in just a couple minutes. It's all ahead on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.